On April 8, 1963, the Pittsburgh Pirates opened the season in Cincinnati. In the lineup for the Reds that day and making his major league debut was Pete Rose. Batting second in the order, Rose, in his first at-bat, walked and scored the first run in his big league career when Frank Robinson hit a home run. I was home from college that day and watched on black and white television what turned out to be a disappointing and mostly forgettable 5-2 opening day loss for my Pirates. But there was one memorable moment. When Pete Rose walked, he sprinted to first base. It was the opening act of the player who had become known in his playing career as Charlie Hustle. Pete Rose went hitless that day, struggled in the first few weeks of the season, going 0-13, before getting his first hit, a triple against the Pirates, and was benched for several games. Once back in the lineup, he started to hit and went on to win the National League Rookie of the Year award. He never stopped hitting until he surpassed Ty Cobb's record.
Rose swings.
There it is! There it is! Get out! Get out! All right!
Hit number 4192. A line drive single into left center field. A clean base hit.
Rose finished his career with an all-time record of 4,256 hits. During his career, Pete Rose played in 17 All-Star games at four different positions. He won three batting titles, won two gold gloves as an outfielder, and was named the National League Most Valuable Player in 1973. His many batting achievements included a 44-game hitting streak that tied Wee Willie Keeler's National League record and fell just short of Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. As his career was winding down, Pete Rose became manager of the Reds in 1984. He continued as manager until 1989, when he became engulfed in a gambling scandal that began his descent from Charlie Hustle to Charlie Hustler. He should have been elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, but instead he became an outcast from the game for betting on baseball when he was Reds manager. He also spent 5 months in prison for tax evasion. Beside his unethical and illegal conduct, he became an embarrassment to the game by setting up an autograph booth at Cooperstown on Hall of Fame Induction Day, a practice that continued until his recent death. He also peddled his autograph at shows around the country, including Las Vegas, where he took up permanent residence. When Pete Rose died on September 30th, 2024, there were the expected tributes to his accomplishments as a player, regrets that he never lived to see his enshrinement in the Hall of Fame, and appeals to allow him to enter posthumously. The only problem with that appeal is there are a number of other players, besides Rose, banned from baseball for gambling, including, most recently, Tupac Marcano, who was banned on June 4, 2024, for betting on baseball when he played for the Pirates from 2022 to 2023. He won only 4% of his bets, so it's likely that he gambled on the Pirates to win. There are also the eight men out who were banned from baseball forever for fixing the 1919 World Series. That group of Black Sox included Shoeless Joe Jackson, described by Ty Cobb and Babe Ruth as the greatest natural hitter in baseball history. He hit .418 as a rookie, a record that still stands, and holds a .356 lifetime average, the fourth highest in baseball history. Another natural hitter, Ted Williams, spent his last years trying to convince various baseball commissioners to pardon Joe Jackson, but to no avail. Baseball's current commissioner, Rob Manfred, evaded the subject of Jackson's banishment by stating that too much time has passed. The argument for reinstating Joe Jackson is that he served out his lifetime ban and should have received a pardon after his death. The same argument now holds true for Pete Rose. As the holiday season approaches and thankfulness, gift-giving, and even pardons are in the air, maybe it's the right time of year for opening the door to the Hall of Fame for both Joe Jackson and Pete Rose, two of the greatest hitters to ever play the game. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.